Welcome to Exhibition Stadium in Toronto, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Toronto Blue Jays. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The DH, Dwayne Murphy. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave McKay. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Bossetti. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting third. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Juan Berenguer. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards third. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into McKay, who tags Velez, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaddy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKay for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti strikes out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt strikes out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCaddy, and towards McKay, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards second. McKay scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKay settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Bosetti moves to second. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Velez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby, who is chasing the ball. Henderson reaches third base with a triple. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0-for-2 in the game. McKay hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosetti takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Velez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Blue Jays 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Witt and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Witt for a passed ball. Henderson moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barfield. Gross reaches second base with a double. Henderson scores. Murphy scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 3 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a line drive towards third. Cox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing left field. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Bosetti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKay scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCatty fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 3 in the game. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Bosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Davis reaches second base with a double. Picciolo moves to third. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks, Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Arma settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Beeman pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman takes first base on ball 4. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosetti, who is chasing the ball. Barfield reaches third base with a triple. Beeman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Athletics. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for John Mayberry. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Velez is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 2. Goodbye from Exhibition Stadium in Toronto.